how he's doing.
Yes, he is. No, 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 but that's not a stira, because keep in mind, although it's not the same one, this, if a behema is with the person, the behema is chayiv nisa too. So the fact that a boel nochri is chayiv nisa, that doesn't negate the characterization as bias behema, because chayiv nisa, you know, but...
Could there be a mamzer between a boy and a fastest
role? No, no, in fact, that's a good thing to know. It's a very good, very important idea to know. In fact, the person came to me with the shayla that he was born, his mother had an affair, and he was born from an affair, and he was chayshish very much that he was a mamzer. So the thing that we normally do in such a case is that we determine that maybe his mother's marriage was not a valid kedushin. There weren't kosher eidim, right? That's what we have to do. But that's sometimes tricky, you know. Sometimes people do have an Orthodox wedding. I mean, the shayla I had to investigate a little bit was he was an Orthodox rabbi in a conservative synagogue. Well, what type of eidim does he use? You know. So I wasn't getting that far. I mean, the information wasn't so great. In fact, I even put out an inquiry on a listserv of 800 rabbis if they knew this rabbi. And they said, yes, they once saw a videotape of a wedding, and he was mocked to do it kahalacha. Not good news. So I'm discussing it with the fellow, and the fellow says, for such a difficult life, he says, not only, you know, am I a mamzer, but, you know, my father was a guy, too. He was a guy, even. Like, dad's a... And I said, what? You know? This is an amazing thing. Exactly the opposite. If an ashes ish is mezana with a guy, the child is not a mamzer. So Brech Hashem, is that a tremendous thing? Because the Yisrael HaTzvarim is, mamzeris requires the following. In order to create a mamzer, it has to be a relationship which is ein kedushin taifsin, that you can't have kedushin with. So for example, if it's only a love for which kedushin is topes b'dieves, that doesn't create a mamzer. It has to be an incest, arayos, arayos ish. But it has to be a relationship where there's no kedushin with this woman, but you could have kedushin with another woman, another Jewish woman. And since a goy cannot have kedushin with any woman, so the parsha of mamzer doesn't apply. So and the Gemara's maskana is that a goy that is mezana with a bas Yisrael, the child is not a mamzer, whether the bas Yisrael is penuya or whether the bas Yisrael is aishas ish. Yeah, actually there is a swara, because if you say, if there's no tefisas kedushin, if you would have used the swara that mamzeris comes whenever it's a bia without tefisas kedushin, theoretically, in fact, there is a mandiyamri that says that. There is a mandiyamri in the Gemara that says, if a goy is mezana with a bas Yisrael, even a penuya, the kid is a mamzer. In other words, these go to opposite extremes. One mandiyamri says, Akam Shabal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer Afilo B'Pnuya. And the other man, the Yomer, says, Akam Shabal Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosher Afilo B'Eshesish. Right, they go to extremes. And La Halacha, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, everybody really, Paskin, I mean, because the Gemara says the Halacha is, Akam Shabal Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosher Afilo B'Eshesish. Right, so Baruch Hashem, so it's an important hatsala. Now that made me realize that whenever you get the shayla, you know, you have to ask, was the bayal a guy? That's very important. The bayal was a guy. You don't have to get into the murky problems of whether the marriage was a good marriage or not. Derech Agav, this was my one opportunity. I asked Rav Elyashiv a shayla once. I had a situation, again, in America, of a Baal Tshuva who was a product of a second marriage. And his mother had not gotten a get from her first husband. And these are all Jews, so you don't have that issue of a guy. But the issue would be, was the first marriage valid? Now, the first marriage occurred way before this kid was born. The first marriage occurred in 1951. So how are we supposed to figure out what happened in 1951? So there happened to have been the old Rav, the Rav of that Kehillah back in 1951, was retired in Washington. And he knew the Chazan who was Masada Kedushin. The Chazan was an Orthodox person. But he says, The Chazan never had any Shomer Shabbos witnesses with him, because he said, what did he say that nobody Shomer Shabbos talked to the Chazan. They didn't like the Chazan, whatever it is. He says the Chazan B'davka used Mechalel Shabbos as witnesses. So, but again, keep in mind how ambiguous this. This is not testimony about this particular ceremony. This is a general statement. So, can you rely on a general statement regarding a particular wedding? I mean, maybe this was an exception. So we took Adis. We actually, you know, we interviewed the person like for 2 hours at Basin. We interviewed, we asked questions. And then we went to Rabbi Yoshev and we presented the summary. Now, to go to Rabbi Yoshev in those days, I mean, you know, the last 15 years of his life, really, you know, there were all sorts of guards and this and that. So you were like given 2 minutes to ask your question. You really didn't have to. You know, you were not allowed, and you couldn't ask follow-up questions. So they kick you out. It's like an assembly line. They move you in and move you out. So we managed to get out the question, and Rabbi Yashiv said, "If you might," he wasn't enthusiastic, but he said, "What he said was something like, if you matter him from a chashash mamzeres," he says, "I won't complain," or something like that. He says, "I won't say anything." Okay, whatever. It wasn't the most enthusiastic after, but he mocked me. So somebody told me later that, I don't know, somehow it was on the radio. They heard on the radio that Rabbi Yoshev Matzer, moms are from America today. I don't know if it was that, maybe it was another case, but they announced on the radio, American rabbi came, whatever. Okay, all right. But Baruch Hashem, when it's a guy, it's good. I want to go back. There's something I really didn't explain something right last week. I want to go over this, the idea of the split personality, the schizophrenic Chasi Yevet Chasi Ben Chayrin. I think Yishai mentioned something, you mentioned something. The Gemara says the following. Remember the Gemara in Gittin. If a Chasi Yevet Chasi Ben Chayrin is Mekadesh in Isha, it is a Suffek Kedusha. It's a Suffek Kedusha. One Mandi Amr says it's a valid Kedushin to the Tzad Cheres. The other Mandi Amr says, no, you can't have Kedushin to a Chatzi Ish. The same way, for example, if I'm a full Ben Chayrin, and I am a Kaddish, the woman's only half of me, it's not a valid Kedushin, right? So the Shaila is, do I say Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin is like Makadesh L'Chatzai, or do I say, no, I'm Makadesh to whatever is available for Kedushin? So I got to mention the Gemara in Gittin that says that if he's bio his own wife, she becomes a saita, and the reason is because the tzad avdus is like another person, and she's not married to the tzad avdus, so the tzad avdus is bio nashis ish. Now, the question that was raised is, why do you need saita? I mean, why don't you just say question? Every time he's bio her, forget about saita. This is din of a saita asur labayla. If he's two people, every time he's bayil her, he's bayil an aishas ish, and he should be chayav misa. Like, why do you mention? Why do we need to say that after the first bia he cannot be with her because she's a saita? He can't be with her for the first bia, for the second bia, the same reason he couldn't be with the first bia, that whenever a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Bayel, the woman that is married to his Tzad Cheres, if it is a good Kedushin, he's Bayel Eishes Ish. So I left out a little Nekuda. And that is, it's 100% true. Ein Chinami. Kol Zuman, he's a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin. It's a Dover Pashat. He is not allowed to have relations with this woman. Actually, there are two reasons why he can't have relations. The lesser reason why he can't have relations is because a Bas Chayrin cannot have relations with an Evet. That's a love. And that's true also. The more chamor reason is, every single time he's bio, he is mishtamesh b'yeshes ish.
That's a worse reason.
That's a more chamor reason, because the issue of yeshes ish is obviously more chamor. So you don't need to invoke saita here. You don't have to bring in saita at all here. It's Eved and Eishes Ish. But here is where saita becomes nogeya. What is the halacha if a chatzi Eved chatzi ben charen is mekadesh a woman, and then his other half becomes meshuchrer? He's an eved of two shutfim. He's mekadesh as a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, and then he becomes meshuchrer. So here the halacha is, there is what is called his, if you hold, if you, now, again, if the kedushin wasn't valid to begin with, there was no kedushin. But if the kedushin was valid, there is a concept of what is called his pashtus hakedushin, meaning he was mekadesher to whatever part of him is capable of having kedushin. So when he's a chatzi eved, that half cannot have kedushin. When he's meshuchrar, however, she will automatically become mekudeshes to the rest of him. So, as a result, this is where saita becomes relevant. See, I forgot to mention that point. Meaning, if he had intercourse with the woman when he was a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, the chatzi eved was boel and eishes ish, for which theoretically he might be chayav nisa, if there was hasra. Now, when he becomes meshuchrar, she is now married to him totally. But because she was a woman that was nivelas as an eishes ish, there is now going to be an iser saita. Now, what is intriguing is, okay, why is she usher to him? Because again, a saita is usher to two people. A saita is usher to the baal, right? A woman that's mezana baratza, is usher to the baal, and is usher to the boel. So here's the question. We're positing that what? If a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin is mekadesh and isha, if it is a good kedushin, that's a shayla. So the first bia, she is an eishes ish, that's mezana. That's what happens after the first bia. Eishes ish is mezana. Chiyav misa. He then becomes meshuchra, and now she is mekudeshes legamri to him. She's totally his wife. So there's no isra of eishes ish in the second bia. But there's an isra of saita. But the question that's interesting is the isra of saita, because he's the baal, his, right? He's the baal. In other words, the new baal is not but the chatzi ben chayrin was the baal under whom she was mezana. So is the isra mikayach baal? Or is the isra, since it was the chatzi eved that was mezana, so the chatzi that's meshuchrer is the successor to the chatzi eved? In other words, the point basically is the Yisr mitam baal, or is the Yisr mitam bayo? Now, the truth of the matter is, let's ask this, the issue of bayo is really a machlekes rishonim, which you could ask in a much simpler case. Let's take a simple case. If an Eved Kanani is mezana with an eishes ish, and after the Eved Kanani is mezana with the eishes ish, the Eved Kanani is meshuchra. When she is divorced from her husband, does the meshuchra have an isra of bayil? Now let me point out, this has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam, although this is another Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam that says bias nachri doesn't asher. That's bias nachri. A bias Eved does asher, because an Eved is chayav in mitzvahs. So the question becomes, basically, If a person was mezana as an eved and becomes meshuchrer, does he have the isra bayo? Now that's exactly this case. The chatzi eved was mezana and now he's meshuchrer. So Rabbeinu Tam says, this is another Rabbeinu Tam, don't confuse it with the first Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says in Sanhedrin that just like I say by a goy, ger sheniskayer, Kikotan Shanailadami, you're like a newly created entity. An Eved that's Meshuchra is also Kikotan Shanailadani. So the person who was Mizana as an Eved does not have the Iser of Bayel when he becomes Meshuchra. This is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Even though, obviously, in Svara, you could have been mechalek between a goy and an eved, in terms of, in other words, geirus of a goy is a much greater transformation than shichrur of an eved, because even before shichrur, the eved is chayav in mitzvahs. But Rabbeinu Tam says we apply the same yisoid. Becoming a full Ben Yisrael is a transformation that erases the old status. So Memela, as the Mincha Shchinuch just points out, like Rabbeinu Tam, we have to say the reason why she's forbidden to the man when he becomes Meshuchrer is not Mitam Bayo, but Mitam Baal, because the Baal is the Chatzi Ben Chayrin that always remained the same. That didn't change. So he was the Baal, right? If you're Chaylik in Rabbeinu Tam, you could say the Yisr is Baal and Bayo simultaneously in that way. Okay, again, that's a technical issue. But it is interesting. There is another machlech. There are two different dinim of Rabbeinu Tam here, two leniencies of Rabbeinu Tam that are important. One is a general yisait that bias akum does not asher a woman to her husband. Kal v'chaymer to the ger, that's for sure. But it doesn't asher her to her husband. The second din of Rabbeinu Tam is bias eved does asher her to her husband. But bias eved does not asher her to the eved when the Eved becomes Meshuchrer, because Eved Shenishtacherer is Kikatan Shenayla Domi. Okay, so that was the thing I forgot to mention, and that is, the reason why we need to come on to the Din of Saita is only when the Chatzi Eved becomes Meshuchrer. Until the Chatzi Eved is Meshuchrer, for Shteitzach, any type of Bia is going to be forbidden because of the Isser of Eishas Ish, every single intercourse. He's being pogeya b'yeshus ish, and ain't a chinami. There is a chi of misa. In other words, a person is vayal his own wife, but in the configuration of chasi yevna. Now, he wouldn't get misa because it's a bayit l'ayipshita if the kedushin is chal. In other words, everything we're talking about is on the tzad of the Gemara, the kedushin is chal. Since Ali b'diemes, it's a bayit l'ayipshita, so l'gabe iser, we paskin subek diaraisa l'chumra. But Gabi Onesh, we're not going to be mamus misafek. Yeah.
In the beginning, when the chassid ever has been from Shvesim and Kanish to Isha,
yeah.
We had this update that was whether or not he's married to her. What's the difference between that and someone being Mekanish and Isha Chutzmid Marplum? Can we just say he's Mekanish her Chutzmid other half of him?
Well, la halacha we pass, you can't do that either. La halacha, if you're makadosh a woman, chutz mi plaini, meaning legabe plaini, she's not an eishes ish, right? If you could do that, you could do that here too. That's true. But we la halacha, you cannot do that. The Gemara's lesson is isasola bei trei lo chazya. Since a woman cannot have two husbands, it's not shayach to be mishayer in kedusha. Well, what do you remember, Raya, the other way? No. The ninth parak of Gittin, you'll get to, if you didn't see it yet, has all of these shadows, both by get and by kedushin. But the maskana of the Gemara is, you cannot have a chut. You cannot have a kedushay chutz. It's not shayach. Because if you had a kedushay chutz, that would create the possibility of a woman being married to two people. Because if I'm a kaddish, a woman, except for Reuven, meaning, with respect to Reuven, she's not a married woman. That would allow Reuven to be Makadosh, and then she'd be married to two people. And
this is a little bit better than
Kedushin. This, well, theoretically, it might be better because it's physically the same person. But the Gemara in Hashaleach is naming on, obviously. I mean, listen, had I been, inventing this, I might have argued that one person is one person. But the Gemara clearly is assuming, as an ironclad assumption, that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin has the din of two people here. You look at it like two people, and that's why the person is chayav misa. If there is a kedushin, he is chayav misa for being mezaneh with the tzad chayrus. That's what it says. Yep.
Is there a case where
it says
one person says he's marrying her from now and after 30 days, and
someone's
comes from now and 20 days, now 10 days?
Yeah, that's correct. These are all sorts of chilukim. You cannot limit your kedushin to people. You can't say these people are covered by kedushin, these people are not. But you can perhaps limit your kedushin by zman. You're married for 30 days, etc. And certainly when I say you're married to me in 30 days, so for the first 30 days she's not an HSS, or somebody can come in and make their kedushin.
I'm saying should be granted to more than one person?
That would be shayach.
Is that because he permitted her? Not because he left out of the kedusha for.
That's because it had a makom to be chal. The Gemara compares it to bricks. Each brick, it had a makom to be chal before there was an isha. So once it's chal, it might be able to stay. But in order to be chal, there cannot be an ishus that is already there. You can't have an ishus now and have another ishus being chal on it. But if once an ishus sneaks in, because there's no other ishus right now, so it may continue, right? Even when the other one takes effect. That's a different chiluk. So now let's go back to Yibam, the relevance of this, and that is. We were talking about, the last thing we were talking about is the brother, right? The brother, the one who died, is a chasi yevet chasi ben chayrin, who is makadesh a woman, and he died. So the brother is the yavam. The yavam is a total ben chayrin, right? The yavam is a total ben chayrin, and the woman is a total bas chayrin. So the minchas chinuch first wanted to say, Mimanavshach, let the Yavam be Miyavamer. Because Mimanavshach, if his brother's Kedushin is a good Kedushin, she's a Yavama. If the brother's Kedushin is not a good Kedushin, she's a woman who is unmarried. He can live with her. He can marry her. Right? So, superficially, you would come to the conclusion, right, that if the mace is a chatzi evet chatzi ben chayrin, and the yavam is a ben chayrin legamri, mimanafshach, he should be able to be miyabim, either by calling it yibam, or by calling it kedushin. Abrezakim in chaschinach, this mimanafshach is only going to work if the mace never had relations with her. He was makadisher and he died. If the mace had relations even once, the yavam would not be able to be miyavam. Why? Because on the tzad that it was kedushin, she became a saita with that first intercourse. And the halacha is that there is no yibam. If a woman is mezana tachas baila, there is no yibam there either. And in fact, if you're miyavam a saita, if a brother of a Baal is Miyabim, the saita of his brother. Since there's no mitzvah of Yibam, he's over on Eishes Ach. It's Eishes Ach, the Isra of your brother's widow, Shalai B'makai Mitzvah. Yechayev Karis. Yechayev Achatas B'shegeh. So the Minchas Chinuch comes out, based on the Gemara HaShaleach, that if the Yavam would be Miyabim, this woman, he would be over on a suffek to a raisa of Eishes Ach, Shalei B'mako Mitzvah, and he might be Mechleiv and Asham Toloi. You see, in other words, like this, why is it a suffek? Again, we'll go over this. It's a suffek because, like this, it's still true that if his brothers, in other words, actually, we see Mimonashach, there's no, in other words, Yivam for sure there isn't. But the heter, in other words, it's still true that if the mace didn't have a kedushin, you could marry her as a regular woman. But if the mace had a kedushin, she becomes a saita. If she becomes a saita, there is no yibam or chalitza. So based on that, the following. Since a saita neither has yibam nor chalitza, so mimanafshach, not only would it be forbidden for you to marry her, but there would be no reason to give her chalitza either. Because mimanafshach, if she's not married to the brother, she doesn't need anything. If she is married to the brother, she's a saita. If she's a saita is pater min ayid mum min chalitza. Right? So in such a situation, we would actually come out with the halacha that if it's a chatzi evet chatzi ben chayren, that was makadesh a woman and lived with the woman, number one, the yavam, or the brother, would not be allowed to marry her, misafek. And number two, she would not need yibam or chalitza. Ma she'ein kein, in a rare case, where the chatzi ben chayrin was makadesh and not bayo, So in such a case, miman of shach, he would be allowed to marry her. And she would, if he decides not to marry her, she would need chalitza. She would need chalitza, because on the side that there is kedushin, there would be a zika misafik. I didn't say that right. Because there might be kedushin, there might be zika. In other words, there is zika if there is kedushin. If there's no kedushin, there would be no zika. Okay. So that's the the maskana of this particular case. Right. This particular case is the mace. The mace is a chatzi evet chatzi ben chayrin, and he dies and he leaves her his bas chayrin, bas Yisrael, to his brother, who is totally Ben Yisrael, Ben Chayrin. Again, how does a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin have a brother that is a regular Yisrael? The answer would be because their father, right, their father had one son from a Chatzi Shipcha Chatzi Bas Chayrin and another son from a regular woman. So these are two brothers from the same father. But one is a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin, and one is a Ben Chayrin. Now, let's flip it the other way. The other way might actually be a little simpler. Let's flip it this way. Let's say that the mace is a regular Ben Yisrael. A regular, a Jew marries a Jew. He dies, and the Yavam is a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin. You just want to get Michaskin. Want to take us through every case. Let's say the Yavam is a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So what's the halacha here? So here, the Michas Chinuch brings in, you need to know a little more lumbus about Yavamas. And that is the following. The lumbus about Yibam is the following. There can only be Zika. Zika is the marital relationship that exists in a Yavam and a Yavama before Yibam, kind of a marital connection. There can only be Zika when it's Shayach to make Kedushin. To take the simplest example, let's say a mace marries his niece. A person marries his niece. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. Is that permitted? Yeah, absolutely. You can marry your niece. Reuven dies, and the Yavama falls before Shimon. The Yavama happens to be Shimon's own daughter. Right? So it's axiomatic, to Dover Pashat, Lesman the Polik, that Shimon is not Miyabim his daughter. But not only is he not Miyabim his daughter, which would have been an Avera, his daughter does not even need Chalitza. Now, it also happens to be the case that if there are other wives that Reuven has, they're called Saras Erva, co-wives of an Erva. An Erva actually paters even the co-wives from Yibam and Chalitza. That's actually a machlokas, that's the halacha, but that's actually a machlokas Beshamay and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds, like we paskin, there's a concept of Saras Erva. Beshamay holds there is no concept of Saras Erva. Okay, that's a machlokas. But the Erva Gufa is a Dover Pasha. Now, the question you might ask is, I understand why Shimon is not Miyabein his daughter. Although that's a big sugi of Esei Dochalosa, but there's an Aveira there. But why shouldn't she need Chalitza? The answer is, what emerges from many, many sugyas is, any relationship for which it's not Shayach Kiddushin is not Shayach Zika. If there's no Ishus of Kiddushin, there can be no Ishus of Zika. Zika is like, parasitic in the sense, in other words, Zika derives from the possibilities of Kiddushin. A woman with whom I cannot have Kiddushin is a woman with whom I cannot have Zika. Now, let me tell you why this is important. There is a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. We paskin chayve krisis ein kedushin taifsa. Only if it's an erba that's kares or misa. Chayve lavin, if something is only a lo sasa bialma, Kedushin, you're not allowed to marry, but Kedushin is types in B'diavet. An example, Mamzer. A Mamzer is created from Chayvei Krisus, but living with a Mamzer is only allowed. So what's the halacha if a Yisrael marries a Mamzer B'Aveira, and dies? What does his brother do? So his brother is not Miyabe, but his brother must give her Chalitza. Because since there's Tfisas Kedushin, there's Zika. When there's Kedushin, there's Zika. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, though, that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'chai V'lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva, if I were to try to marry a Mamzeres, it wouldn't be Chal. She doesn't even need Chalitza. So it's not the pshat. You might have thought superficially, oh, Kares, there's no Chalitza. Anything less than Kares, there is Chalitza. That's not really the way it works. It's not that Kares, there's no Chalitza, and Lav, there is Chalitza. The real way to say it is, if it's a relationship for which there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Chalitza. If it's a relationship for which there is Tfisas Kedushin, there is Chalitza. It happens to be Lahalacha that is Kares versus Lav. But like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Kedushin is not Taifsim for Lavin, Chayvei Lavin will have the same impact as Chayvei Krisus. There is no Chalitza. We don't pass him like Rabbi Akiva, but I just want to show that the Chiluk in Chalitza is not between Kares and Lav. The Chiluk is Tfisas Kedushin, or Ein Tfisas Kedushin. And again, our lumdus is the Torah creates Zika between a Yavam and a Yavama only when this is a relationship that could have issues. So this is a very, very important yisoid to remember. So Mamela, the Minchas Chinuch, says the following. So going back to our question, right? Our question is, the Yavam is a Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Since whether a Chatzi Yevet could be Makadesh, a woman, is a Baya Delay Yipshita, on the side that he can't be Makadesh, there can't be Zika. And she'd be Muteris Lashuk. On the side, however, that he could be Makadesh, there would be Zika. She will be Asura Lashuk. Okay? So, let's ask a number of questions. Does this woman need Chalitza, or does she not need Chalitza? The answer is, for sure, well, she'll need Chalitza Misavek. Because if there's Kedushin, she needs Chalitza. If there's no Kedushin, she doesn't need Chalitza. Okay? Now, the question is, can he be Miyabim her? The answer is, he would not be allowed to be Miyabim her. For a very simple reason. He can't be Miyabim her, because if there is no Kedushin, there is no Zika, but she definitely was married to his brother. See, unlike the first case, where there was a suffix if the mace had a Kedushin, here, the mace Vada has a Kedushin. So she's Vada Eishes Ach. We have a suffix whether there's a Matzer of Yiba. So for sure, if he were to live with her, he would be Ober on a suffix Iser Eishes Ach, but she needs Chalitza. Now, in addition, you get into the complication that if he's mezana with her, so here's the question. Okay, all right. So that's scenario, again, Michal Sinek keeps on building on this. So scenario number one is, calls a man, he's a chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin. He's not allowed to be miyabein because it's a sapek zika. It's a vadai eshesach. Vadai eshesach and a sapek zika. So Mamela, it's a Shaila Veshesach, but he could be Chaylitz.